Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents May the Love Force Be With You, Kali Ki Reiki, Healing Through Divine Mother and Yogic Wisdom by Joni Dietrich, Ph.D., Rajashree Ma. Foreword by Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati. Narrated by Leslie Howard. Mahakali Contemplation. Mother Goddess, essence of all, may I know you are with me and within me, always. May I do the work of this world under your protection and guidance. May I recognize your play in the dance of light and shadow here. There is no other. May I accept the challenges you present, recognize the lessons. May I know upheaval as possibility for purification and healing. May I understand perfection as the wholeness of your unending variety. You are me. May I find courage of heart to see the dark places within. May I compassionately and fiercely strive to clear my own obstacles. May the faults and blame I attribute to others spark recognition of my own habit patterns. Karmic seeds burn in your fires. May seeds of love and compassion be nourished by your grace. May I cultivate wisdom to know how to tend the seeds. May my meditative realization and compassionate service be fruit in your life-giving tree. I walk in your garden. May I be authentically kind, loving, and compassionate to self and others. May I know that present moment is eternal, safe, and bliss-saturated. May I know my own being as an extension of you. I am yours, eternally. Foreword. Often it is difficult to put our spiritual practice into a form that can be learned and utilized by others. Rajashree Ma has been able to do this beautifully in the book that you are about to listen to. In our world, we have become accustomed to receiving immediate gratification. So much of what we want is immediately available with online one-stop shopping. But that which deeply matters in life, particularly on our spiritual path, is about doing the work consistently, continually engaging in deep practice. Many times we all would like to skip the practice and just get to enlightenment already. But spiritual fruits blossom only in patience. Rajashree Ma has dedicated herself day in and day out for many years to her practice, which has allowed her to bring forth this important and illuminating healing modality called Kali Ki Reiki. I'm so glad that Rajashree Ma paid attention to the messages and symbols that she received, as they will benefit innumerable others. This thorough offering on Kali Ki Reiki has been distilled through the revelations given to her and put into your hands for your own personal practice. If you're learning about this lineage for the first time or are already familiar, by the time you have meditated on the symbols, heard the healing stories, and practiced the guided visualizations, you will be on your way to initiation in the sacred practices that are Kali Ki Reiki. Whether you listen to this to deepen your spiritual wisening or to empower your healing practice, you will benefit deeply. Specifically, this book is a powerful piece for our times, and Kali Ki Reiki is an exciting new lineage with vibrating symbols of light from the divine Shakti that are steeped in ancient yogic wisdom. It is a genuine transmission of the healing force of pure love and the author's spiritual wisdom, emphasizing the concepts of limitless love and the love force. Kali Ki Reiki is unique in that its symbols come from a connection to the divine feminine that speaks to the hearts of those in search of a new paradigm for living in union with one another and our world. Through my own personal experience with the Mother Goddess in the form of Ma Ganga, the sacred goddess who flows through India is the revered Ganges River, the bestower of purity and liberation, as well as other manifestations of the divine feminine represented throughout the world. I know that this is the perfect time to be grounding and anchoring our own sacred healing energies within the divine feminine. Our planet needs that energy now, perhaps more than ever. May the love force be with you, Kali Ki Reiki, healing through divine mother and yogic wisdom, is a valuable accompaniment to any spiritual practice. It shows us how to apply the universal love force energy to heal, awaken, and bring wholeness to any part of ourselves and our world in need of integration and harmony. Listen to it in the knowledge that, at the other end, you will most certainly arrive at a new way of seeing and being. Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati, PhD, Secretary General, Global Interfaith WASH Alliance, President, Divine Shakti Foundation, Director, International Yoga Festival, author, Hollywood to the Himalayas, and Come Home to Yourself. Opening. A wound is a place where light enters your soul. Rumi. The divine feminine is calling us into our healing power and our wholeness. She wants us to heal ourselves, each other, and our earth. She has been urging us to become wiser and better stewards of the earth, our own bodies, and each other. She is now telling us that whatever grace period she has given us to respond to her call is over. Threads in her great matrix of life are frayed, sullied, and brittle. She wants us to repair and tend to the luster and sheen of each thread of existence. In union and in collaboration with her, we can weave and reweave the tapestry of life until it glistens. Even as Divine Mother anguishes over the brokenness of the world, she simultaneously calls us into her limitless love. The force of her love is the very light we see shining through the wounds and cracks of our egoic identities, illuminating that wholeness and beauty that is our true nature. She has been sending her message in many different ways to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Sensitive to our capacities and preferences, she speaks to some of us through the language of science, others through the language of living things, and still others through mystical symbolism and metaphor. She also speaks through disease, loss, drought, fire, flood, and quaking earth. What we sometimes call the life force is the force of the Divine Mother's love. In Kali Ki Reiki, we know that life force as a love force. It is your birthright, and it is a means to know your true self. As you heal and reclaim your wholeness, your wisening awakens, and the threads of your being create a coherent and luminous harmony. Once woven into the Divine Mother's tapestry of being, the shimmering threads of your wisening will contribute to the beauty and integrity of the fabric of her creation. in her wisdom, she asks us to recognize that her deep and abundant love underlies everything, including all that seems to be falling apart and all that dwells in darkness. Her love pulses beneath and within the world before us. The tumult, discord, fear, violence, and destruction that humans express individually and collectively. She, the Divine Feminine, is speaking to us through the voices of male and female creative visionaries and mystics around the world, through personal visitations of great saints and avatars, through appearances of Mother Mary in both her light and dark forms, and through the revisioning and reclaiming of goddess energies from wisdom traditions everywhere. She is Maha Prakriti, the Divine Mother, and the very force of the power of Brahman, absolute awareness. There are many paths that can lead us out of our individual and collective suffering toward true healing and the further evolution of our species. True paths do not conflict with one another, because all rivers stream into the same ocean. Kali Ki Reiki is one such path, being offered now so that we might claim our wholeness and add to the health and harmony of the world. This book is my offering to you, so you might know of this path and walk it with me and with Divine Mother, should it so inspire you. Divine Mother has spoken to me through the vision and voice of Maha Kali, a great goddess force of transformation. Maha Kali is the creative mother force, the fertile womb. In some ancient traditions, she is considered to be co-equal with the gods, and in others, she is the force preceding and superseding all gods and all their creations. Tantra, the name given to one ancient wisdom path, means to weave, and Kali is the great weaver of the matrix of time, space, matter. In her many forms, she is always the force of evolution and transformation that does not balk at dissolving worn-out systems, beliefs, and traditions to bring in the new. In one of her more personal and loving forms, she revealed to me a simple, subtle, and yet powerful system of energy healing, Kali Ki Reiki. This new Reiki lineage is a path for both healing and wisdom, and for bringing light to Earth at this moment in her divine creation. Kali Ki Reiki not only makes us stronger in body, heart, and mind, but it also initiates a wisening or awakening to the multidimensionality of human experience beyond the boundaries of reason and linear thinking. This wisening takes us outside the still prevalent patriarchal materialistic paradigm into the holistic and yogic exploration of mind and heart. In the wisening of Kali Ki Reiki, we begin to experience the nature of beingness from the inside out, and come to know the ultimate unity of inside, outside, and all that is. We become able to recognize the universality and divinity within all beings and within ourselves. Kali Ki Reiki is a path of sacred wisdom open to all. While steeped in mystical revelation, it is meant to be practically applied to everyday situations such as illness, trauma, and relationships. As a force of love, this lineage also contributes to curtailing the forces of greed and ignorance in our individual selves and in society. If you seek wholeness within a paradigm of healing that is also an instrument of spiritual awakening, you are invited to explore the practical mysticism of Kali Ki Reiki through its practices, symbols, and healing applications. May the love force be with you as we weave together through the revelations and practices of this healing path. Introduction. Weaving and wisening. Most of us travel many paths in a lifetime, often not knowing how or if the seemingly separate strands will eventually be woven together. We take on different roles at different life stages. Sometimes things unravel and we start over again. We contemplate the destiny and karma that bring challenges to us at a given place and in a certain moment in time. What is it that spins this exquisite web of interacting parts and beings? Each experience is interwoven with all others, ultimately yielding a tapestry grander than any one weaver could ever imagine. How can we know these mysteries? Each one of us is like a spinner who finds materials of multiple colors and textures that become the threads of our experience. Some of these threads are golden, and some are dark and inchoate as smoke. As we seemingly weave them into the fabric that is our lives, we become aware that our sense of agency is illusory. We realize that we are not the weavers of our own lives. Rather, there is one great weaver at work, spinning and knitting the threads of the lives of all beings into one vast, glorious tapestry. As we release our myopic focus on our individual experience and begin to see the grander tapestry, we can see how the thread of our being is integral to the whole. As humans, we sometimes fail to recognize how interlinked we are. As we cling to our notion of separateness, we obscure the greatest mystery of all. We are at once a single thread and the whole tapestry. We are the spinner and the spun, and we are the weaver and the woven. This is the secret that the Divine Mother in her many forms has been whispering in our ears for millennia. But her voice has been muzzled and muffled by the war cries of those who want to divide and conquer, and by the drama and trauma of our own stories. We lack the awareness that is her creative power operating in us and in the world. Long forgotten is the great weaver, Neith, who the Egyptians said created humankind on her cosmic loom. We are unfamiliar with Ariadne, who wove the stories of the ancient Greek gods into her magical tapestries. We no longer see the stars in the night sky as the dew-laden web of Grandmother Spider, who the Pueblos said created the cosmos and all its beings. Instead, we create our tiny webs and live in them at the center of our own projected universe. When nature stirs up a strong wind and our web is broken, we are surprised and indignant. There was a time in my life when the web I had so carefully woven disintegrated. As so often happens when something falls apart, however, a space was created. And in the Master Weaver stepped. My life began to move in a whole new direction. Kali's Revelations. In my fourth decade, I found myself wondering how the many threads I had spun might ever be woven together. To a casual observer, my life would appear as a portrait of a successful psychologist, mother, and wife, who taught yoga and meditation on the side just for fun. Underneath that surface perception, my marriage was in a tangled disarray, and a dryness was emerging in what I had thought was my life's work, my psychotherapy practice. The mystic and healer in me, long suppressed, was crying out to be recognized and expressed, even as I struggled to keep my beleaguered marriage intact. 10 years earlier, I had learned traditional Reiki healing, clandestinely practicing it on myself and friends and family, with sometimes astonishing results. I longed to offer this healing approach to some of my psychotherapy clients who were hopelessly stuck in the never-ending quagmire and feedback loops of mind, emotion, and longing. Regrettably, the ethics of my profession frowned upon treatment methods that were not evidence-based and prohibited energy work that was hands-on. Disenchanted with what I had thought would be my career for life, I searched for something deeper than the concepts of the mind, a more meaningful and holistic way to guide myself and others out of the dark cave of drama and trauma. I found the transformations and releases of Reiki healings were often more powerful and permanent than those of my therapy practice. Reiki energies worked with the entire human system, the physical, vital, mental, psychic, and soul dimensions, and not just the narrower focus of psychotherapy on mind and emotions. I longed for a way to bring energy work into my psychotherapy practice. As my husband plunged deeper into his addictions, I dove into my meditation and yoga studies and completed a year-long Reiki apprenticeship with Connie Pike, also known as Amita Lamo. Upon becoming an Asui Shiki Ryoho Reiki master in 2007, I entered into what would become a 10-year immersion into deep meditation practice and the study of yogic scriptures. During these years, I studied Tantric Shaivism with Paul Mueller Ortega, and the powerful force of Mahakali began to make itself known to me. The system of Reiki healing and sacred wisdom that we call Kali Ki Reiki was revealed to me through a series of astounding visions and deep meditations. Through these revelations, I saw the tapestry of my life being rewoven. My life of service and an evidence-based psychology practice changed to one of dedicated service to the Divine Mother. She became who would henceforth mystically direct and guide me. Appearing to me as Mahakali, the Divine Mother gave me a series of symbols, forms of light that vibrate at varying frequencies, that were to be the basis of a new Reiki wisdom school. This lineage would not only heal, but also awaken those who were drawn to this energy. She explained that these symbols were offered now because their energetic frequencies would help to heal and make whole the brokenness of our earth today. She told me to bring forth this ancient mystery school as the wisdom school, to be open to all who would be drawn to it. Clearly, Kali Ki Reiki, and not psychology, was now my dharma, my life work. Kali Ki Reiki. This Reiki lineage developed over a period of 12 years, beginning in 2008, as Mother Kali gradually revealed 11 sacred light forms, or symbols, to me and others in the wisdom school. Each time a new symbol was revealed, it came as a surprise gift, a miraculous revelation, unbidden and unexpected. The experience of receiving a symbol is both powerful and humbling. As you will see, each symbol has its own ineffable beauty and perfection, and each is a key that unlocks various healing frequencies of the cosmic love force energy. The symbols are subtle expressions of the Mahashakti, or great feminine force of the divine, and each opens a gateway to unity, harmony, and limitless love. Symbols are energetic imprints of light that open one to new dimensions of being and new ways of comprehending time, space, matter, and form. Thus, each symbol is both a means of healing our personal imbalances and an entry point to our ever-evolving wisening. The name Kali Ki Reiki represents the transformational healing power of the divine feminine as Kali, and the Ki, or life force energy, that runs through all beings. Ki is the Japanese word for life force, similar to qi in Chinese and prana in yoga. The Reiki in the name Kali Ki Reiki refers to both the method or practice by which we heal, and it also refers to the energy that heals or makes whole what has been injured or broken. In Chapter 1, we will expand upon the traditional definition of Reiki as universal life force energy and describe its three facets: limitless love, or the source of all that is; the force of limitless love, which we know is the love force of the divine feminine; and the individual life force, or ki, that we call the Reiki love force energy, or simply Reiki. In recent years, the word Reiki has entered our cultural lexicon, thanks to pioneers in the research and study of the effectiveness of Reiki healing, and to teachers like William Rand, Reiki.org, and Pamela Miles, ReikiInMedicine.org, who are bringing these studies into the public domain. There is a greater acceptance of Reiki as a legitimate form of complementary healing. It is now established that Reiki reduces stress and helps in the treatment of many physical and psychological disorders. Most research on Reiki investigates the effectiveness of Reiki healing loosely based on the Isui Shiki Ryoho symbols and methods of the 20th century founder Mikao Usui. Whereas this traditional Reiki once had rigorous protocols for instruction and practice, these have been relaxed through the years as Reiki was transported to the West. In many schools of Reiki, ongoing deep spiritual practice is not required to become a Reiki master. Mastery can be achieved over the course of a few weekends. Reiki is often taught as a pragmatic clinical practice and not as a mystical pathway to spiritual awakening. Presentation of Reiki as nothing more than a clinical practice may make it acceptable in medical settings and may also be more appealing to researchers, but this dilutes the true spiritually transformative power of Reiki. In Kali Ki Reiki, we understand Reiki healing to be a fluid, intuitive practice based in knowledge, skill, and the insights reaped from deep meditation and spiritual sadhana. We make no apologies for its inherent mysticism. At the same time, we claim no superiority for it as a system of healing. Rather, it is offered to those who are drawn to its symbols and the spiritual wisdom that underlies the practice. Because the lineage was born out of my own mystical initiations and immersion in yogic studies, much of its wisdom is drawn from yogic teachings about meditation and self-realization. Kali Ki Reiki is a yoga practice because it is steeped in spiritual recognition of our unity with the divine, with absolute consciousness, and it is a pathway to realization of that unity. However, just as physical yoga is a universal practice and participation is not constrained by religious belief or dogma, Kali Ki Reiki can be practiced by one from any wisdom tradition or no tradition at all. It is up to each student to experience the power of the Kali Ki symbols and to discern the symbols' resonance and value in their own healing work and spiritual wisening. Wisdom and wisening. In Kali Ki Reiki, we understand healing to be a vehicle for unlocking the innate wisdom in each of us. My guru, Swami Sri Atmananda, says that wisdom is knowledge experienced through the heart of love. Our wisdom is never a static thing. I've used the term wisening as a verb to describe the process of becoming wiser, more awake. Wisening is not a matter of finally arriving at an end point of enlightenment, but rather describes an ongoing process of spiritual realization, a more fluid and feminine expression of spiritual unfolding and deepening through intention and grace. Wisening implies...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?